This is Passport to Texas. Jesse Griffiths, a hunter and professional chef in Austin, held a class where he taught folks how to efficiently process their own deer.
You know, there's just a lot of reasons why doing it yourself is so much better, because, I mean, you don't know what they're mixing it with. Maybe you're not even getting your own deer back.
Right.
Maybe the people that they're mixing your deer with didn't take very good care of their deer. Maybe they did the whole, like, carry it around on the top of their Suburban in some hot weather for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't really know. And by putting it in your own hands, it's really going to do everybody a little more good.
When you process your own animal, you minimize waste and maximize flavor potential because you can use every part of it. Nothing is wasted.
We're going to use the liver and the kidneys and the bones and the neck, everything today. And I just want to show people how good that stuff is, and that if you've taken the time to kill it, then take the time to enjoy every little bit of it too.
In short order, this perfect protein was transformed into usable cuts of meat. Tomorrow, the best cooking methods for game.
I want to get people beyond the bacon, jalapeno situation that most game cooking is in.
Find one of Chef Griffith's venison recipes at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.